Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We continue our discussion today on managing stress. One of the things that really stressed me out a lot in the earlier part of my life is I was trying to solve all my problems, and I was trying to do it from a cerebral standpoint. In other words, I was using my conscious mind to try to come up with solutions to the challenges I was having. And often it would work, but very often it wouldn't work, or I just didn't have enough to work with. It was just too difficult. And it was these huge problems, these huge decisions. It wasn't in my brain, or at least it wasn't readily available for me. So, and I was raised to believe that there's a rational solution for challenges, but sometimes there just isn't. And sometimes you have to look at other tools beyond just your conscious mind to help you make decisions or to figure out what your next steps might be. And one of those tools you have is your subconscious mind. And what we know about your subconscious mind, and we've talked about it several times before, the subconscious mind is far more powerful than your conscious mind. Because this is the part of your brain that controls your body's functions. I mean, this is why your heart beats. This is why your kidneys work. This is what keeps everything going. So if you think about the abilities that subconscious mind has, it is so powerful. And yet we rarely engage it for anything that we need other than, you know, the automatic type stuff. But what I'm suggesting to you is you can tap into your subconscious mind for things that you ordinarily use your conscious mind for. And so just to give you an example, let's assume you've got to make a decision. And you can't decide what you want to do. Maybe it's an opportunity for a career advancement or another job, or do you break off a relationship or forge a new relationship? Well, if you're really having a difficult time coming to terms with it, just before you go to sleep, I want you to ask yourself the question. I would even go as far as putting a pen and paper next to my bed. And what you want to do is you really want to engage your subconscious mind, because what we know about the subconscious mind is it doesn't sleep, right? Somebody's taking control of your body while you're sleeping, and that's your subconscious mind. So if you simply pose that question just prior to falling asleep, allow your subconscious mind to work on it as you sleep. The moment you awake, I want you to revisit that question and see what comes into your mind. And typically the first thing that comes in is the answer that you're looking for. May not happen. It may not work the first time. Do it a couple of times and just plant that seed before you go to sleep. And immediately upon waking, before you get really clear and your conscious mind takes over, tap back into that question again and see what's there for you. You'd be amazed at how powerful this is and how well it works. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life, and that's exactly what we do here. The concept of this podcast is to help you get where you want to go and to really keep you on that path towards reaching your goals. So all you need to do is get here. It's a few minutes a day, and it's a constant reminder meant to keep you focused on your long-term plan of where you want to go in life. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. And use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to continue our discussion on managing stress, but really tomorrow we're going to touch on different activities that you can use to really help you divert some of that stress you might have, to help you escape from some of the challenges you have. Just having a diversion or having an activity to help clear your mind makes a tremendous difference in your ability to manage the stress that you face. If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.